Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. This great nation is courageous. It is convicted, not convicted in terms of being proven guilty, but convicted in terms of having convictions. It is also a great gift to the rest of the world. But one of the questions is, what are we afraid of? Because fear is such a big part of America today. There is a student and a professor of fear in America who has listed the chief fears that the public has. Which is the most common, the most serious fear of all? We will get to that this hour on the Michael Medved Show. One of the fears that people have had for a while is the idea that our choices for president are going to be limited to two old and fairly angry guys who are both profoundly unpopular. So what is going on here? Well, what's going on is that unfortunately too many people have assumed that this presidential race for the nominations, at least, is over. That basically we were going to be having to struggle with this choice between Trump and Biden, and that's all you get, really, in terms of serious choices. And that's going to go on for another, what is it? It's 10 months. That's almost unthinkable, isn't it? Well, it's one of our realities. But one of the answers to that reality is to pay some attention to what is left of the presidential race. And what's fascinating is that Nikki Haley is not only getting out and about on all of these TV outlets and radio outlets, by the way, but she is also being a lot more directly critical of President Trump. Before the New Hampshire primary, it seemed that she was reluctant to go after President Trump and criticize some of what I believe deserves some criticism, because she knew she wanted to pick up support from Trumpers who were beginning to worry about just how viable he was as a candidate. And now you'll hear there's something of a different tone than what you heard from Nikki Haley. Of course, she never got the chance, because no one did, to debate President Trump, because he won't debate. But I do think that with this more aggressive Nikki Haley out there, the president, former president, wants to be the future president, is going to at some point have to shake off this reluctance to meet his potential opponent on a debate stage. She was on The Breakfast Club this morning with Charlemagne the God, and she got a very good question about how has Trump changed politics for the good and for the bad. This is what it sounded like. Clip two.
And how has Trump changed politics for the good and the bad?
He's made it chaotic. He's made it self-absorbed. He's made people dislike and judge each other. He's left that a president should have moral clarity and know the difference between right or wrong. And he's just toxic. I mean, I think a lot of the things he broke needed to be broken. But he doesn't know how to fix things again. And it's not okay to just break. You've got to fix it and make it better.
And that's actually probably a good line for her campaign. She was also on CBS and talking about something that she has had the courage to bring up. What's so ironic about this is a constant theme by President Trump regarding President Biden. And I do think that there is reason, and it's fair enough, and turnabout is fair play. Of course, those questions about President Biden's capacity to handle the job of president are serious and real. But they should also be serious and real about President Trump, who, by the way, it would be a full, 8 years that he would take over as president again, compared to 8 years later from when he took over the presidency before. This is Nikki Haley on CBS about Trump's mental decline.
Do you truly believe he is suffering from cognitive decline?
Are we really in this country going to have two 80-year-olds running for president? It is a fact that when you are their age, you have mental decline. I don't care who you are, you have mental decline. He didn't just get me confused. He mentioned it over and over and over again. Yeah. He's not what he was in 2016. He has declined. Mm. That's a fact. Joe Biden's declined in the 2 years since he's been president. The party that goes and puts a new generational leader in is the party that will win. That's where I'm running. I don't want my kids to live like this.
Yeah.
If you're going to have eight solid years, you can't put a guy in their 80s so in there to go.
You're not dropping out.
No, she's not dropping out. And in fact, on CBS, she talked about UNRWA, which we spoke about before, the United Nations Relief and Works Agency for Palestinian Refugees. Here's what Nikki Haley had to say. It's clip 17.
Well, UNRWA is the type of organization where they claim that they have, you know, their refugees are everywhere, and they claim they're in the millions, and they go and they have, you know, terrible things in textbooks about Israelis, and they continue to overspend, and they're corrupt. And so what we said was, look, you need to reform on multiple levels. We need to look at exactly what number you have of refugees. We need you to clean the textbooks. We need to see how you're spending. And all they did was just poor mouth, and they would always come back and say, no, we need money. If you don't give us money, the schools would close. Well, that's when I went to President Trump and I said, don't give them the money. They poor mouth every time and never have the schools closed. And why aren't the Arab countries paying for this? Why is the United States giving what had already been $6 billion to UNRWA? And we didn't give the money. We gave half, against my advice. We gave half. And they still protested us in the streets. And that was all we needed to know. They didn't want to change. They wanted to continue doing whatever it took to continue to have money coming into UNRWA. And, you know, when you have those organizations that are a farce like that, you have to call them out for what they are. But the last thing America needs to be doing is funding them. And so that's why we got out of it.
And this coming at a time when there's the revelation that at least 1,200 employees of UNRWA participated in the attack of October 7th. The degenerate, demented, demonic attack that beheaded babies, kidnapped babies, kidnapped old women, and ruined lives. And ruined lives for what purpose? For achieving what? There is more. What are Americans most afraid of? This is Christopher Bader, is a sociologist at Chapman University in Orange, California, where he has three times been the principal investigator on the annual Chapman College Survey of American Fears. Yeah, you want a terrific education on American fears? Chapman College is one of the places you could go. The survey asks adults about dozens of topics, such as nuclear war, pollution, volcanic eruptions, and zombies, and then ranks the terrors in order of prevalence. That, to me, is fascinating. Do you think that zombies offer the main fear, or could it be unidentified aerial phenomena that represents the greatest fear for Americans? We will tell you the surprising, and it seems to me very relevant, answer that Dr. Baker has provided, Bader, pardon me, has provided at Chapman University. That and more coming right up on the MedVed Show.
All all across America.
Behold, in despair, your new master.
The Michael Medved Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news. On the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
On the Michael Medved Show, there's a survey that's taken every year, and Professor Christopher Bader is in charge of it. He's a sociologist at Chapman University in Orange, California. And they ask the people who are attached to the survey What is your main fear? And they ask Dr. Bader, what does your latest research say we're most afraid of as Americans right now? Answer, government corruption. 60% of Americans say that we are afraid of government corruption and corrupt government officials. And the questioner for the New York Times says, at first blush, that might seem to reflect the partisan political climate. But hasn't that fear been there with us for a while? Correct, says Dr. Bader. That fear of government corruption is not some sort of Donald Trump artifact. It's been around since long before Trump. Do you have a theory about it? He says, I've always found that fears stem from uncertainty. That can take many forms. Thinking about a person walking down the street and seeing another person, what they're thinking is, who is that person? What do they want? Are they dangerous? When it comes to the government, there's great uncertainty because the average person doesn't know how it operates, but it has a huge effect over their lives. In times of societal change, great changes in how the economy is going to work, whether it crashes or rises, big events like terrorist attacks, all of these events create uncertainty in the sense that you don't know what your world is going to be like in a year from now. When people are uncertain, we see their fears rise in all perspectives, not just fear of government. Question. So our fears are driven by a more general uncertainty that is finding an outlet? Absolutely right, he says. It's not this one-to-one thing where I'm saying I'm uncertain about this clown, who this clown is, and therefore I'm afraid of clowns. The uncertainty is more general. Wait, are you saying we're afraid of clowns? He says this, clowns are something that shows up fairly regularly. About 6% of Americans say they are afraid all the time of clowns. So what else ranks among our top 10 fears from the latest survey? Economic or financial collapse? Russia using nuclear weapons? The United States becoming involved in another world war? People I love becoming seriously ill? People I love dying? Pollution from drinking water? Biological warfare? Cyber terrorism? And not having enough money in the future? What this list looks like to me is how this list always looks. Always about some things relatively to the current events, like what's going on with Ukraine. Government corruption is always at the top of that list. Then you have these perennials, like people I love dying or becoming seriously ill. So some current events, and then it's about death, illness, and money. And again, that is, I think, profoundly revealing. And it has to do with the why it is that the politics is so negative right now. Because if people are, in fact, deeply afraid of government corruption, then they are more likely to hear messages that say, well, either the government is dominated by some kind of hostile, malevolent, scary elite, or that the government is now directed by extreme MAGA supporters. And they're also far more willing, through those fears, if the government corruption is at the top of your list, to consider conspiracy theories. There's also this concerning President Trump and his candidacy. Mike Pence was on Fox News, and he was asked about the fact that he hasn't yet made an endorsement for President of the United States. The conversation on Fox sounded like this with the former vice president, clip 14.
Is there an endorsement from Mike Pence forthcoming for remaining candidates.
Yeah. Well, look, I could never support Joe Biden. He's been a disaster for this country at home and abroad. I'm incredibly proud of the record of our administration, but I haven't weighed in yet. I mean, I'm waiting not only to see how the primary plays out, but more importantly, and people that know me well know, for me, it's all about the vision. It's all about the ideas, and I'm waiting to see where our nominee, whoever that is, comes down on issues that are vitally important to the country, a strong defense, America's role as leader of the free world, tackling the national debt, standing for the right to life, and ultimately standing firmly on the Constitution of the United States. I'm going to look for those positions, and I'll weigh in at the right time.
Well, it's looking like it'll be one of two people at this point.
Again, he didn't go quite that far, but it's interesting when he talks about standing firmly with the Constitution and doing something about the national debt. That is an area where President Trump is vulnerable, and Nikki Haley brings it up all the time. It is not just a campaign line. It is the truth. We added $8 trillion, more than any prior president, to the national debt under Donald Trump. Now, part of that was, of course, the very lavish spending once the pandemic began. But even before the pandemic, our spending was way out of control. We also have John Bolton on. Well, we'll get to that. We have a break coming up. And I also want to get to this question about the impeaching Mayorkas. And the Wall Street Journal, in their editorial about this, they run it under the headline, "Impeaching Mayorkas Achieves Nothing. A policy dispute doesn't qualify as a high crime and misdemeanor." And they say this, and I think it's very important. If Congress holds Mr. Mayorkas impeachable for policy failures, what's the limiting principle? Are his deputies also guilty of high crimes for implementing the Biden immigration agenda? Career officials? How many GOP cabinet secretaries will the next Democratic House line up to impeach? Policy disputes are for the voting booth, not impeachment. Only one cabinet secretary in the whole history of the United States has ever been impeached. Was he removed from office? And what was he impeached for? We'll answer those questions and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Receive 50% off by becoming a MedHead member.
This is ridiculous.
Join now at michaelmedved.com.
It doesn't make sense.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Senator Lindsey Graham advocating for a change in the law that shields social media companies from lawsuits. Group of senators questioning tech CEOs about the issue of sexual exploitation of children. Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg testified that much has been done.
Over the last 8 years, we've built more than 30 different tools, resources, and features that parents can set time limits for their teens using our apps, see who they're following, or if they report someone for bullying.
Graham expressed dissatisfaction with providing blanket liability protection to social media companies. Continued Iranian backed attacks against U.S. and British warships in the Red Sea are likely. Houthi militants in Yemen, stating their opposition to perceived aggression by the U.S. and Britain, have expressed their intention to continue with the attacks. Former President Trump is considering hiring a new lawyer to appeal the verdict in the E. Jean Carroll defamation case. John Schaefer, USA News.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
And on the Michael Medved show, you have a special opportunity. I don't know for how much longer. It's not going to be forever. It could be for another couple of days, maybe till the end of the week. It probably won't be longer than that. I'm talking about our flash sale. We've never done anything like it, and the response has been so good that it's continuing for a few days more. The year subscription for you to have a basic MedHead subscription was normally $59.95 for a year. And it's now half price. It's now half that. It's $29.95. It's less than $30 for a year. It's comes out to be $2.50 for a month. And for that, you get a commercial-free archive of the Michael Medved radio show. You can listen to it as a podcast, listen on demand 24/7. You get access to our Light of History podcast, which we're going to be intensifying and bringing up to speed. It's a look into the past for insight on the present, providing context for our current controversies. There are commentaries, brief observational reports on important political and social topics. Some of them archived. We have a Throwback Thursday, where we actually go back to columns that I've written in the past that sometimes are incredibly useful in providing perspective or context for the present. And all of this, including Call of the Week, it's all available for people who sign up for a MedHead subscription. And again, for $2.50 a month, it comes out to being $30, $29.95 for an entire year. So it's a real opportunity. Just go to michaelmedved.com. Look for that MedHead basic. Use the code MedHead for 50% off. And it works like a charm, and it will work like a charm to enrich your understanding of the world around us. A part of that understanding is I was curious because I know history pretty well. And I had forgotten about any attempts to impeach or use the tool of impeachment against members of the president's cabinet. Now, the cabinet has been there since the first day Washington started in office. And his first cabinet was pretty distinguished. I mean, it included Alexander Hamilton as Secretary of the Treasury and Thomas Jefferson as Secretary of State. And Edmund Randolph as Attorney General. Oh, and Henry Knox as Secretary of War. But there's only been one cabinet officer who has ever been impeached. And what was he impeached for? He was impeached for taking bribes. He and his very beautiful wife, everyone commented on how beautiful and lovely she was. They lived royally, and nobody could understand how this former general, heroic general in the Union Army, who was getting an $8,000 a year government salary, could ever live and serve fine wines and have crystal at home. And well, it turned out he was getting the equivalent there of hundreds of thousands a year from an operator named Caleb Marsh, who bribed the Secretary of War in order to give Caleb Marsh the chance to set up trading posts in Indian Territory, initially in Fort Still in Oklahoma, but he ended up doing that at a bunch of trading posts all over. Then his very lovely wife died, and she had been handling these arrangements. He married his wife's sister. He didn't get impeached for that, but it's still weird. It was his wife's widowed sister, and she was referred to as Puss, or Pussy. And sorry, this is in 1876. Congress began investigating all this money that was flowing into the Belknap. His name was William Belknap, the Secretary of War, into the Belknap household. And it turns out that, again, some of the difficulty here was these Indian trading posts were selling arms to sometimes hostile Indians, and that was not in the way of in sake of civil rights. It was in the sake of making more money. In any event, when it became clear that he was about to be impeached, he rushed over to President Grant, and he said, "Please accept my resignation." And Grant said, no, I don't want to." And he said, no, you have to, because I'm about to be impeached." In any event, he resigned, and they impeached him anyway. And the impeachment was insane, just as this impeachment of Mayorkas is insane. Why? Because even though they had enough Democrats in the House to vote impeachment, they didn't even come close. They had five different counts, and on all the counts, none of them applied. So he didn't get removed from office, but he didn't have to be removed from office because he had already resigned. And by the way, is known to be a great disgrace for the Grant administration, for another great war hero. Now that brings us to Mayorkas. Okay, the stupidity of impeaching him is that it's just a way to express dissent with the Biden policy. He doesn't make policy in terms of determining how we are going to handle the border, how we're going to handle the immigration crisis, or how we're going to reduce the number of unauthorized illegal immigrants into the United States. That's not the responsibility of Alejandro Mayorkas. His responsibility is implementing what President Biden has ordered him to do. And if he can't, if he doesn't believe in that, then he should resign. This is the Speaker Mike Johnson pushing toward the Mayorkas impeachment on the House floor. Clip 5.
But millions of illegals right now are being granted parole and spending many years in the United States before they're ever even expected to appear before a judge. Some of them are given a piece of paper that says, we'll see you in a decade. It's absurd. This mass parole is neither temporary nor selective. It is a clear violation of federal law, and it is dangerous, and it is subversive. And it's intentional. And to make matters worse, we've learned that the Biden administration is now simply releasing 85% of the illegals who come across that border right into the country. They're coming to a neighborhood near you. For reference, by the way, if you're watching the metrics, in 2013, the Obama administration, listen to this, the Obama administration detained 82% of illegal aliens. How do we go from detaining 82% to releasing 85%? It only happens if this is by design. It only happens if it's an orchestrated, intentional effort by the administration to do exactly that. And that is what the evidence shows. John Adams famously said, facts are stubborn things. And these are the facts, and you can't look away. This is only part of why Chairman Green and the House Homeland Security Committee marked up articles of impeachment last night. They wrapped that up at about 1:15 this morning, and they did very important work for our country, and we will be moving forward swiftly on those articles. It's long overdue.
Okay, it's one of those things where they may be moving forward swiftly on those articles. All they need is two Republicans to vote no on the impeachment. And it doesn't clear the House. They'll have more than two Republicans. There were eight Republicans who voted to confirm Mayorkas and when he was up for confirmation. And this is a completely doomed exercise. And why Republicans believe that they will gain from another failed impeachment. And when I say another, we had failed impeachments against President Trump. Didn't help the Democrats. This is not going to help the Republicans. And it's a terrible idea. It didn't help William Belknap, Secretary of War in 1876. But it's still worth remembering. We'll be right. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison. And above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads.
Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
And on the Michael Medved show, when it comes to the impeachment of Alejandro Mayorkas, who, by the way, had a fairly distinguished career as a prosecuting attorney going after bad guys and drug dealers and violent gangs and things of that nature, he has not been an effective Secretary of Homeland Security. But the idea that you're going to remove him from office in during the last year, Republicans hope, of Joe Biden's administration makes no sense at all. The Wall Street Journal editorial says House Republicans are marking up articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. And the question is, why? As much as we share the frustration with the Biden border mess, says the Wall Street Journal, impeaching Mr. Mayorkas won't change enforcement policy and is a bad precedent that will open the gates to more cabinet impeachments by both parties. The Homeland Security Committee on Tuesday began marking up two articles of impeachment against Mr. Mayorkas, one for breach of trust and the other for willful and systemic refusal to comply with the law. The articles say that these are high crimes and misdemeanors that justify removal from office. But the difficulty here is that what they're talking about is impeaching him for a policy that President Biden mandated. And if they're going to impeach the executor of this policy, why not impeach the author of the policy, the creator of it, the President of the United States? Well, they want to impeach him too, but they want to impeach him for Hunter Biden stuff. None of this will work. The Senate, it needs to get two-thirds of its votes to remove Mr. Mayorkas from his post. And the irony here is that, if anything, this makes him untouchable for President Biden. In other words, is it possible that President Biden would have given in to some public pressure to replace Mayorkas to give a new look to his attempts to get tougher on the border? Yes, that's possible. But will he do it when he was under threat of impeachment? Absolutely not. As for catch and release, one problem is the statutory credible fear standard for claiming asylum in the U.S. The standard is too low, but it isn't clear under the law that the administration can legally deport people claiming asylum before they get a hearing. The U.S. lacks the facilities to hold asylum claimants, so they are released to await their hearing, and that can take years. But the problem is asylum law, as Republicans have long argued. They write this. If Congress holds Mr. Mayorkas impeachable for policy failure, what's the limiting principle? Grandstanding is easier than governing, and Republicans have to decide whether to accomplish anything other than impeaching Democrats. And by the way, where they can't succeed because you need two-thirds vote in the Senate, and right now there's a majority, an actual majority of Democrats who run the Senate. They also, no matter how many Senate seats the Republicans carry, they're hoping to carry about five and take control of the Senate. But that still leaves them well short, even assuming that every single Republican votes to impeach this guy when eight Republicans voted to confirm him. It's completely impractical and unrealistic. Mr. Mayorkas is an easy political target, writes the Journal, but impeaching him accomplishes nothing beyond political symbolism. And by the way, something that they could accomplish would be passing that the bill, the bipartisan border deal, which Senator James Lankford, one of the most conservative members of the U.S. Senate, has negotiated for Republicans. He's joined by another conservative, James Lankford from Oklahoma, Senator Cassidy from Louisiana. They were responding to Trump, saying that the bipartisan border deal is a betrayal. Listen, this is Senator Lankford first and then Senator Cassidy. Clip 18.
The former president calls this a betrayal. Is that a, what do you think of that characterization?
It's certainly not a betrayal, actually. We've got to be able to deal with issues in law. That's how we actually deal with things in America.
Does he have access to the bill?
Doesn't seem that way.
It hasn't been released. How does he know it's a betrayal if he hasn't read it?
I mean, don't be ignorant. Read the bill.
Yeah, don't be ignorant. Read the bill. It's a good idea. Good idea. And this is Representative Robert Garcia, who's a Democrat of California, reacting to the pending Mayorkas impeachment. This is clip 12.
I mean, first, Marjorie Taylor Greene is insane. And this whole impeachment effort is the Marjorie Taylor Greene and Donald Trump show. It's been Marjorie Taylor Greene that's actually the one that's filed both the impeachment documents on President Biden and, of course, on Secretary Mayorkas. So this is all because of her. She's pushing this, and she's taking Donald Trump's orders. The truth that people forget is that migration has been going up when the Donald Trump presidency started. In the last year of the Donald Trump presidency, migration increased threefold. And that's because of all the crises happening in Venezuela,
sure,
and Ecuador, across the Southern Hemisphere. And so we do have a challenge at the border.
Yeah.
Democrats do actually want to solve the issue. The president has proposed solutions. But Donald Trump is now saying he doesn't want a bill. He doesn't want more border funding.
He wants to run on it.
He wants to run on it. He wants to create chaos and dysfunction.
Yeah.
And we're trying to push back on that. We actually need a solution. He wants none.
Okay, and we will continue this conversation tomorrow. Meanwhile, there is a big new movie made primarily for kids, but not only for kids. Stars Timothy Chalamet, and it's based on a children's classic. You'll even recognize some of the melodies, some of the songs they reuse from the old movie, and there are a bunch of new songs as well. The movie called Wonka, now streaming beginning this week. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
More than 50 years ago, moviegoers delighted to a magnificent chocolate factory and its eccentric proprietor. But now, Willy Wonka, played by Timothy Chalamet, is back in a lavish musical prequel talking about how he built his business. It's called, of course, Wonka.
Willy Wonka's wild and wonderful wishy-washy Wonka Walker.
Best chocolate in the world.
He's good. Too good.
You should stand up to those burgers.
Where do we start?
Making chocolate, of course.
And of course, as you'd expect in a story based on the work of the late Raoul Dahl, the characters played by the likes of Hugh Grant and Olivia Colman are weird and a little bit scary. But the music, including two songs from the old classic, is pleasant and serviceable, if not immortal. And parents who bring their kids to this extravaganza will have a few good laughs. Rated PG, 2.5 stars for the lightly likable Wonka. And it is streaming beginning this week, so if it appeals to you and you like the idea of seeing Hugh Grant playing an Oompa Loompa, which is one of the highlights of the film, you might well enjoy it. Coming up tomorrow, something that I'm sure America will really enjoy, a new holy war. The holy war is called Operation Swift. Trump has reportedly said he is more popular than Taylor Swift and that his fans are more committed than hers. Consequently, he said Time magazine he was bothered when Time picked Taylor Swift over him as the person of the year. Now he gets his revenge. How? We will discuss that tomorrow. Also, we're joined by Jay Richards, who is one of the creators of a book called The Privileged Planet, How Our Place in the Cosmos is Designed for Discovery. It's coming out in its newest version February 1st. And contrary to popular belief, Earth is not an insignificant blip on the huge universe's radar. Our world proves anything but average. In book, The Privileged Planet, we'll be speaking to one of its co-authors coming up. And the author of a magnificent new book that I've been enjoying enormously. It is called The Kingdom, the Power, and the Glory. Religious theme, of course. It's about American evangelicals in an age of extremism, and it's by Tim Alberta, who looks at it from the inside. He is himself an evangelical Christian, the son of a Presbyterian pastor. All that and much more coming up next time on the MedVed Show in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Here's a special discount, 50% off just for being a MedHead annual member. Join today at michaelmedved.com.
Hey, old man. Yeah, you, baby boomer. Are you feeling tired, run down, old, have aches and pains? Do you have a lack of energy that you once had in your youth? Carbon 60 is a new technology to help you restore your youth. Now, this is not hype or a gimmick. You see, Carbon 60 detoxifies you at the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. The results reported with energy, health, and vitality are nothing short of miraculous. In short order, you'll notice a difference in a few days. It's not a drug, it's carbon. Give us a call at Greska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.